Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. On Wednesday night, the Board of Supervisors held the first of three public meetings to solicit input about a proposed countywide marijuana ordinance. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell is well aware of the impact marijuana has on the county, including legal issues.
There's a law enforcement component to it. How do we manage the fact that it's so widespread? How do we manage the fact that it's legal in the state and illegal at a federal level?
Fennell went on to point out that crafting an ordinance is not a simple task, with multiple factors at play.
How do we manage the fact that it's legal for medicinal purposes but not for recreation? It's very complex, but I think probably a big challenge that comes up for people a lot in Humboldt County is that, you know, it is a recognized fact that it brings a lot of money into the county, and yet that money is illegal.
There will be two more public meetings on the 15th in Willow Creek and on the 17th in Petrolia. No matter what Humboldt County does in regard to an ordinance, it still runs the risk of being nullified by state and federal law. A Eureka police officer on patrol spotted suspicious activity from three people parked in an alley in the 1400 block of 6th Street on Wednesday. The officer watched as 23-year-old Eureka resident Dawn McElroy entered the fenced yard of a residence in an effort to avoid contact with the officer. A search of the two men in the car, both probationers, 40-year-old Jonas Seymour and 36-year-old Scott Campbell, and the vehicle itself turned up more than half an ounce of crystal meth, $4,900 in cash on Seymour's person, and evidence of drug sales activity. Both Seymour and Campbell were arrested and booked on numerous charges, including probation violations, possession, and possession for sale charges. McElroy, who had a felony warrant out for her arrest, disappeared and remains at large. And protesters in opposition to the Willits Bypass Project were forcibly removed from trees on Tuesday morning by specially trained California Highway Patrol officers and Caltrans employees. The Willits News was on hand to record the details as law enforcement officers confronted the protesters who threw human waste at officers as they approached. One man, Martin Katz, was shot with beanbag guns after he struggled with an officer suspended 70 feet off the ground. Katz was cleared medically and then arrested on charges of obstruction, assault on a peace officer, and resisting arrest. The protesters are opposing the Willits Bypass Project, claiming it will do irreparable harm to the local ecosystem. When finished, the bypass will loop around downtown Willits to improve traffic flow. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum has more details about the apprehension of two wanted suspects out of Fresno. Stephen Walker has more.
On March 22nd, the county SWAT team, along with Eureka Police, arrested two wanted men out of Fresno. One of the breaks in the search for the two men was the use of license plate recognition cameras mounted in Eureka squad cars. Chief Merle Harpum commented on how effective the cameras can be and how the particular case shaped up.
But the most recent one was just last week, where we had the guys from Fresno, gangbangers up here, that had been involved in some shootings down there. One woman in a barbershop that they went in and sprayed with bullets, severed her spine. She's now paralyzed. They had several places they thought they might be going, and one of them could have been Eureka. So they notified us.
The license plate recognition technology was then used, as Chief Harpum explains.
What we did was we sent our license plate reader, our vehicle with the license plate reader, to drive that area. Well, about the 30th car we ran came back to register to someone in Fresno. So we contacted Fresno PD, and they says gave them the name of the owner of the car, and they said, that's a relative. So that's how we found them at that particular house.
The two men were taken into custody, booked into county jail, and then transferred back to Fresno to face charges.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.